Welcome to The Kaleidoscope, a podcast dedicated to you becoming the CEO of your health. Finding a quality probiotic can be a challenge. I know firsthand. I've gone through at least a dozen different probiotics and I was never satisfied with the outcome. That changed when I found Just Thrive. Just Thrive has been an outstanding company that has put years into producing a high-quality probiotic. Just Thrive probiotics are spore form and contain a patent strain called Bacillus indicus HU36. The spores in Just Thrive have been successfully used to enhance digestive health in the pharmaceutical market for over 50 years. Don't just take my word for it. There are over thousands of five-star reviews talking about how amazing Just Thrive is and how it's helped them with their gut health. For my listeners today, head on over to justthrive.com and use the promo code COLITIS to save 15% on all your orders. All right, everyone. Today's episode, we will be looking into the simple fact of posture. This is something that I think a lot of people do not understand how important it is when it comes to your health because, and again, I'm guilty of this as well. I understand that this sometimes is a bit of a challenge, but when you are sitting in your chair, your desk, your couch, when you're eating, driving, all these places that you are sitting or even when you are standing, the way that you are structuring or setting up your body for its posture will have an impact on your overall health. Now, granted, I understand there are certain times that you have to sit a certain way because you may be having some discomfort. We'll get into that a little bit later in this episode. But over time, if you are sitting in a certain way, you are again going to have a lot of issues with your posture. Now, granted, I understand we live in a world nowadays with technology. Technology is all around us. I'm recording this podcast on my cell phone. I have a laptop. Again, I watch TV and all those things. And when you are on these devices, more likely than not, you're probably having poor posture. I see teenagers, young people, even adults, when they're holding their cell phone, they'll hold their cell phone almost by their belly button and look straight down. The amount of pressure that is putting on just your neck alone is massive and therefore can change the structure of your spine, but also you're working different muscles which are not used to working all the time. I always tell my patients, your head weighs roughly 12 pounds, give or take on some people. So again, it might be a little more, a little bit less. And therefore, just imagine that weight of your head being forward all the time. Again, that's going to stress those muscles out. You're going to start having tight trap muscles. Your shoulders are mostly going to start rounding. And therefore, again, that's going to lead to all other sorts of health effects that you do not realize because it's not after just one time looking at your cell phone. It's repetition over time again and again that will lead to these factors. And I know you've probably seen people at the grocery store, especially those older folks that are pretty much leaning forward. It looks like they're going to fall over. That all started at some point with their posture. Now, granted, there may have been one or two people that had injuries that led to that, but overall, their posture was a leading factor. Their head started leaning forward and gravity started pulling on their heads. Therefore, again, their body started leaning forward. And over time, their entire body started going forward. And now they're stuck in that position. And their body pretty much fused the spine itself. And therefore, again, to get them upright is almost basically impossible. Granted, they could do a few things, and we will talk about that as well in this episode. But that is one of the main concerns that I always talk to patients about. Now, again, I'm not here to scare anyone on this episode because more likely than not, if you are listening to this episode, you are someone that is trying to improve their health, have a better lifestyle and things along those lines. So more likely than not, you are doing things that are actually helping your posture overall. So today, though, I do want to talk about some of the ways that this is going to affect your health, which we kind of already dived into, some of the ways that you can, again, improve your posture, and also just why you need to look at your posture and, again, understand why the importance of having good posture for your overall health. Now, we already talked about the spine health, how that's be affected. Again, when you're putting stress on different vertebrae, you're putting stress on your disc, which is also going to put different stress on the rest of the body around those areas. So again, the ligaments, the muscles, and even the nerves coming out of those IVF areas in your spine. And therefore, again, when you're having all this pressure, it's going to lead to chronic issues such as chronic low back. You're going to have decreased range of motion. And these things, again, don't seem like a big factor because you may be able to live day and day with that. But as time goes on, you're actually then cause other issues down the road that are going to cause more health issues because if your posture is off, one of the big things you're going to notice is that your breathing is not going to work properly. Now, most people, when they think about breathing, they think about their lungs. They think about just breathing air in and breathing air out. They think about their lungs expanding and then decompressing. What really drives all that, though, is your diaphragm. And your diaphragm is one of the most powerful muscles that most people don't even think about. And luckily, you don't have to think about when you're taking a breath because it pretty much works autonomically. And therefore, again, it goes up and down. The fact that when it drops down allows your lungs to expand. It's a crazy thing that happens just, again, without us really even thinking about that. Yes, you control a little bit if you think about your breathing. But when it goes down, expands the lungs, and comes back up, it pushes the air out of the lungs and therefore, again, allows us to have that breathing mechanism. Now, if your posture is off, your diaphragm is not able to function properly. Imagine it being off just slightly and trying to breathe in. One side's going to have more air capacity than the other side, and therefore you're not going to get a full breath of air. And over time, you're not going to get that exchange of gases in your body, and that can lead to other issues. So again, this is just one of those basic things that, again, a lot of people overlook when it comes to overall health is their posture. But really, it can be the stem of a lot of, or the root, I should say, that can stem into other areas of your health. Because again, if you cannot breathe properly, and breathing by itself is very important. If you want to do nasal breathing, I've had other episodes about this. But the fact is, if you're not breathing properly, again, you're not getting that exchange of gases, which then aren't going to be able to go to different cells in your body. And that by itself is going to lead to a lot of inflammation in your body. And as you know, if you have more inflammation, more issues, and so forth, again, it gets to become a slippery slope for the most part. But just having your posture better, again, it's going to allow your diaphragm to work better. It's going to allow your lungs to work better. And overall, your health is going to work better. So again, that's one big factor into as well. On top of that, your digestive tract, which again, isn't surprising because if your lungs are affected, why wouldn't other areas be affected as well? And granted, your diaphragm is, again, is going to push into this area and allow this almost peristaltic movement. Now granted, the muscles themselves in your small intestines and your large intestines are doing most of that movement by itself. But again, your diaphragm is going to almost squeeze it as it pushes down into those areas. Again, you're not going to feel that for the most part. But if it's not working properly, your organs are not going to be able to digest properly and break down the food, get the nutrition that you need, all the vitamins, minerals, and anything else like the calories and stuff like that. And therefore, again, your body's not going to be able to relax and work properly. On top of that, you could also then lead to, say, acid reflux because, again, your stomach isn't working properly. And therefore, again, these are all these things that, you need to look at when you are looking at your posture. Now, along those lines, not just with your organs, we also have to look at your joint health. Now, this goes along with your spine for the most part. And I'm not over-exaggerating because that way it drives a point home when you're listening to this, because if I just say you're slightly off by a millimeter, more likely not, you're like, it's only a millimeter. But if we talk about, if you are leaning like the leaning or the Eiffel Tower, not the Eiffel Tower, leaning Pisa, there we go. If you are leaning off quite a bit, think about the weight shifting from one hip to the other hip, from your knees to your ankles, and just overall all the joints that are connecting throughout your entire body. You're going to start putting a lot more weight on one side compared to the other. Now, granted, same thing I was mentioning before, you may not realize this right off the bat when you start shifting one way or the other. Again, this is over time as you do more and more work on that side or more and more stress on that side. Eventually, it's going to be too much stress on that body, and eventually, you're going to feel the effects of wearing and tearing on those joints. You'll see people when they have knee surgery or knee replacement, typically, they talk about only getting one knee replaced. The reason why is because their posture has been off. They've been walking a certain way, and granted, the same thing, like I mentioned before, they may have had injury, and that's why they're only doing one knee, but more often than not, because they are having poor posture when they're walking, they are wearing and tearing one knee more than the other, and granted, when they have that other knee replaced, eventually, they'll have the other one replaced because they now have to adapt their weight again. And again, it's a long, long list of things that can happen, but this can happen in your hips, knees, ankles, any joint for the most part that's going to have an issues with that. So those are the big health talks about. The other thing that really does affect this though too is your mood. And I've talked about this plenty of times before, but think about someone that's happy. Are they scrunched up in a ball and real tight for the most part? No, they are opened up, shoulders back, head up, looking around. They're happy people. It's because their posture is playing a role into that. And granted, it can go back and forth. But if you are having poor posture, the chances of being happier are probably going to be diminished because, again, you're feeling all tight and wound up here for the most part. It's hard to be happy and excited. So, again, having this openness to your body, again, is going to allow everything else to work properly. But it will help your mood along those lines as well. So You're probably thinking, how can I help my posture make this better? Which again is a great topic and why I wanted to discuss this, because a lot of times people don't think about this. Now, granted, there are a few things. You've probably seen things on Amazon or other places you can buy. Yes, there's a time and place for that, but really those are just band-aids on for the most part. What I highly recommend for everyone is doing some type of alternative therapy medicine, so like chiropractic care, massage, PT, things along those lines that are going to help these areas. Now, again, being a chiropractor, I'm a bit biased. So again, I'm going to say chiropractic is going to be the best. But really, if you are doing other things, acupuncture as well, you are working those areas to help bring your posture back to where it should be. Those things alone, again, if you're taking some of that stress off the spine and therefore allowing things to move freely and work the way they are meant to work, your posture will improve. And therefore, again, you're going to see all the benefits down the chain we just talked about earlier. So again, the lungs working better, your diaphragm working better, your gut health, your overall mood is going to be better. So all those are going to play a factor if you are taking care of your posture. On top of that, if you do work on your laptop or work at a desk, having a conscious mind of how you are set up at your desk, because if you have your, say, your computer off to your left side and you're constantly turning your head to the left, more often than not, your head's going to start deviating to that left side because you're so used to working your muscles going that way. So again, just having your computer in front of you at eye level, if not a little bit higher up, getting a sit-stand desk, those things along those lines, again, are going to play a huge factor when it comes to your posture. Now, granted, there's times you're going to have to be sitting in a certain position because if you are cranking out, say, some report, something along those lines, if you're trying to stay focused, you have to get it done at crunch time. I understand. This is for your overall time when you're doing this, because I know, again, I'm guilty of this. Majority of the time, if I'm sitting at my computer, I am leaning off one side or the other, have my legs crossed, something along those lines, which again, is not what you want to do. You want to have your feet planted about shoulder width apart and therefore, again, sitting upright if you're able to. Now, granted, one of the things you can do too to help you sit up a little bit better, take a towel and just roll up like a Swiss roll. Place it behind your back, and therefore, again, it's going to add a little pressure into your lumbar, your low back area, and that's going to make you sit up better. And therefore, again, you're going to have a better posture. On top of that, again, you just want to be more mindful of what you're doing, the way you're sitting, if you're watching TV, driving, sitting at work. Those are things, again, you always want to think about it. But also, if you're able to, I recommend taking mini breaks. So just, again, standing up, walking up and down if you're able to. Granted, I understand some people are not able to do that sometimes, but if you are just able to even just stand up and just kind of stretch a little bit, that alone by itself is going to help break you out of that rut that you were just in, because when you sit back down, you're going to be sitting slightly different again. So I hope this episode was slightly eye-opening, because I know some people, again, do not think about this, and I know I feel like I just rambled on about different things about posture, but really, this is something that you need to look at, especially, again, we're looking at 2024 right now. This year, it's beginning of the year, we're in January, looking at ways to improve your overall health. Posture has to be one of those. Again, if you're not having good posture, you're really digging yourself a massive hole with your overall health. So again, make sure you're doing the things you can do to have better posture, and you will see great results with your overall health. Now, granted, you still can't then just go and smoke a bunch and eat junk food if you have better posture. You have to all incorporate that as well. But like I said, posture is one of those key factors that you really need to focus on. So I hope you enjoyed this episode today on the Kaleidoscope. If you have any questions, any concerns, always send us questions here on the podcast. I will get back to those questions. I may do a Q&A at some point as well, or go to our website, thekaleidoscope.com. You can always go there and check out things that we talk about. We have articles, items we recommend. You even have a book there. So again, go there. If you have more information that you want to find, or again, if you have any questions, always reach out to us. We'll get back to you as possible, or quickly as possible. All right, that's all I have for you today in this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And as always, stay healthy, and I will see you in our next episode. Now, if you do want to learn more about the raw milk and how about to drink it, there actually is a book. It is a little, I want to say, outdated, because I don't think there's a whole lot of books on drinking raw milk, but it is from the 1920s from Charles Porter, who writes about actually a lot of patients that he took care of by having them drink raw milk. When I was looking online about this, he was having, I think, roughly 18,000 patients that he was seeing through his course of treating people, and he was giving them raw milk, and a lot of them were actually being help by just drinking raw milk, which again is kind of quite crazy that there's this whole connotation that drinking raw milk is bad, which I can kind of see where that's coming from, because a lot of people are worried about different bacterias that could possibly be growing with raw milk or natural milk. But from my understanding is that if the farm itself is really clean, the cows are able to move around, they're eating grass, again, and being taken care of properly, that usually helps aid in having a healthy cow, which will actually produce healthy milk then. In most places, they do testing nowadays too to make sure that nothing is coming up. Typically, these tests are done within the matter of 24 to 48 hours, so they can already see if there's something wrong with the batch. Now, that's not to say that something still could be missed, so that's always a caution that I want to lean towards for anyone that's debating about checking this out. Again, do your research before you start doing it. Again, I'm just one person here talking into this podcast. This isn't supposed to be any medical advice. It's more for opening up your mind to other options that you may have not thought about before for helping you treat your ulcerative colitis, your Crohn's disease, or any other GI issue that you may be facing. So I'm going to check back in with you guys in probably about a couple days just to show you where I'm at with the raw milk that I've been drinking. I'm assuming my milk probably will last for the next 2-3 days, so I'll probably have to make another stop at that farm that's close by. But again, I feel like getting fresh milk every couple days is probably going to be the best bet, and not just letting it sit around. I'll probably do some more research and talk to the farmers too, what they say. But again, in the last couple days, I've noticed a huge difference. So again, to anyone that's open to trying new things that could possibly benefit them, I highly recommend that you look a little bit further into the raw milk. But again, do your research first. Possibly talk to your medical provider, what they think about that. But again, there's probably not a whole lot of information out there right now, because it seems to be something that's a little bit newer out there, even though for centuries people have been drinking raw milk. But in the last 100 years or so, give or take, that we've pasteurized milk, and now that's become more common that we should drink pasteurized milk and not raw milk. So again, do your research. Let me know how everything goes for you. Send me an email or any questions. Again, you can always reach out. And if you haven't before, make sure to review and write a review for this podcast. Give us the 5 stars, whether it's on Spotify, Apple, or any podcast station that you listen to. It just helps grow this channel each and every day. So thank you, and we'll see you next time. The information provided is more for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare provider. This information is not to be used or relied on for any diagnostic or treatment purposes. You should not use this information for diagnosis or treatment of any health problem or as a substitute for medication or other treatments prescribed by your physician. Please consult your healthcare practitioner before embarking on a diet, fast, exercise, or supplement program. Thank you.